I've always been a creative spirit. I've been drawing for as long as I can remember, and I can even play the guitar and violin, like this cover of one of my favorite bands, Green Day. Don't just take my word for it. Here's what some people say about me.
Loud, artistic, and fun.
Creative, kind, caring.
Lover of music, maybe misunderstood.
Misunderstood in the fact that I was struggling at my previous school. It was an all-girls public school in a private school setting, complete with $100 uniforms, dozens of advanced placement classes, and very strict rules. I was struggling with my academics, my mental health, and my artistic abilities. There was so much going on in my head, so much stress and anxiety, topped off with depression and insomnia. It got so bad that near the end of my sophomore year last year, I was admitted into a mental hospital for suicidal thoughts. I stayed there for 2 weeks. I asked one of my closest friends, Angie Garcia, how it affected her.
It was kind of hard for me because that same period of time, I also almost lost my best friend to attempting suicide. And she was as well in the hospital. And it was just a really hard time for me.
How did you feel when you knew I wasn't going to come back here?
I mean, of course, I was sad and upset. I was like, why aren't you coming back? But then I think about it. You were stressed and depressed and just not happy here. I wouldn't want you to be somewhere where you're not happy.
She was right. I felt completely miserable at that school. I was constantly stressed out, and it didn't help that the school focused on science and technology, or STEM. I felt like anything art was just casually shoved aside. My grades were terrible. My GPA had dropped so low, and I felt like I was stuck in a rut. I knew that if I were to change schools, I'd end up at FIR, my zone school. My three oldest sisters went there, and from what they told me, it didn't have a good reputation. My sisters even warned me against ever going to FIR, telling me that I was going to get bullied and that being there would push me into an even deeper depression. Even my friends like Angie remember me stressing about it.
I remember you saying, I don't know where else to go, but I don't want to go to FIR. My sisters went there. I don't hear it's a nice school. FIR was like one of those really tough public schools, like, you know, there's gangs, fights, basically like any other public school.
Well, turns out that I was wrong about FIR. It's gone through such huge changes since my sisters attended, and being here has been great. Here at FIR, I'm allowed to do what I love, digital art and animation, on a daily basis. I've always wanted to be an animator, and I never thought I'd have a chance to do this until college. I asked my teacher and mentor, Sebastian Obando, about how he's seen me improve.
How have you seen me grow, I guess, talent-wise in regards to my artistic abilities from when I started to now?
Because you have gotten to actually use your skills in a professional setting, and that you had to meet deadlines, so you had to produce quality. You have learned how to make compromises. You have learned how to manage time. And I think that has made a huge change in the way you handle your projects.
And moving on to a more personal thing, do you think I'm in a better mental state than when I was when I got here?
Yes. I think finding a place where you belong has helped you a lot. You have a support system of peers and friends that are there for you. You have teachers that look after you. And in case you don't know, if you ever need anything, we're all here for you.
My first year at FIR High School has been nothing but wonderful. I'm getting A's and B's in my classes, and my GPA has risen from a 2.7 to an almost 3.0 on a 5-point scale. And a drawing I did recently landed me an internship at MD Anderson. Not only that, but I've had a better support system here that's helped with my depression and anxiety. Overall, I'm finally in a place where I am happy, I don't feel constrained by my illness, and without the pressure of STEM programs, I can express myself. My friend Genesis Pedraza has even noticed this.
We haven't seen each other in a while, but we talk every once in a while, like we'll chat, and I see you a lot more happy now because you always talk about all the good that's going on in your life, and it's not like as much bad. Like how much you're improving on your art and all these opportunities you have through FIR, all of that.
I can put the ring. I hope you're happy.
You know, I've realized that there are different schools for different people. While my previous school turned out to not be for me, it may be the perfect match for someone who loves robotics or engineering. For me, my fit is here at FIR High School. I'm still trying to find a balance between my emotions and my work. It'll be hard, but I know I'll have people here at FIRR to support me. Being here this year has served as a constant reminder to me that things do get better. I hope that next year, my senior year, I'll improve even more with my art, and that I'll be able to have much more peace of mind.